a base pay increase to all the teaching assistants, some of whom are actually paid differently because supposedly there's more work that's happening in the science labs than is happening in the, let's say, communication labs. So I don't know how that's happening, because research is research if you do it in mathematics or you do it in astrophysics. So make it make sense for me, SFU admin. But it's also interesting as to what SFU is supposedly putting on the bargaining table when we are asking for the pay to reflect growing class sizes and enrollment numbers after the COVID-19 pandemic. And there should be an option for the long-term members to have the university's pension plan. I am actually in a class right now with a sessional instructor who has been teaching at SFU for almost about 10 years now in different positions. First he was a TA, and then now he's an instructor here. And there is no such thing as a pension plan for the long-term teaching staff here, which is very interesting. And SFU does not care essentially about it. And the pay increase that TSSU is demanding is identical to the boost that has been given to the BC government employees under the province's last collective bargaining mandate. And it's very interesting how the BC government employees have been adhered to, or have been, their demands have been listened to, and how the teaching staff here is essentially, according to SFU, not a worker. I'm trying to sound apolitical on this issue, but it's just not possible because it's a direct attack on the workers. It's a direct attack on the core teaching staff. So I just don't understand how to be non-political about it and not to call names here. And SFU, interestingly, is not putting any names or not giving any sort of press interviews whatsoever. And in online, they're just like offering online statements and emails, because obviously they are not very willing to confront or like come in front of the press and discuss why they are doing this. And this has the picket line that's happening and is up today is not something that we are like, oh, as a union, we're like, oh, so SFU does not listen to us. Let's have a picket line. Let's go on a strike. That's not what happens. We have been in conversations. We have been on table with these people on the bargaining table for months and months and months. They have been offering support to the lawyers on the case, like the SFU advocates on this issue. They fly him from Victoria in a helicopter, and they're spending thousands and quite a lot of thousands on having him come from Victoria and help SFU in this legal sides. But SFU does not have money to pay its TAs and TMs and the RAs. And not very long ago, they didn't even recognize RAs as being part of TSSC, because they're like, oh, you're just students. You are not workers. So you don't have the right to unionize. Well, interesting for you to think about it in this way. And I know I'm just like ranting in some way about SFU and what's happening here, but I also really appreciate the support that I have seen for this strike, not only through the members of some of the faculty, but also from other wings of the CUPE. Especially CUPE 3338, they have shown direct support, and we really appreciate it. The SFU's Faculty Association, which is also a union, their executive director said in an email, Brian Green, that the association's offices will be closed in the event of a strike impacting their building, as their staff will not cross the picket line, and we will not attend any business in the area impacted by a strike. And that's a really good step, and I really appreciate it. But what we need is more support, more direct support. So CUPE and the TSSU and other labor groups on campus have criticized the treatment of previously the contract workers here at SFU, the food service workers. And we are really hopeful that we can push SFU enough to come to a point where it's doable for both the sides. And for the contractor workers and their demands, which was a big thing last year, SFU committed itself to be a living wage employer in, I don't know, next 3 or 5 years, which means that they won't still act as the direct direct liaison or the direct hiring for the workers. And the food and housekeeping, house cleaning workers still remain on contract, which is very precarious working conditions, which means essentially that you could be laid off, or like people can replace, they can hire anyone to replace you essentially if they don't like the work that you do. So working in such environments is really detrimental if you just think about it. And I just really don't understand where is the university missing. So like, where does SFU fails to understand us? I just don't understand that part of it. And I think it's just not SFU itself. Like, there have been in past many demands by the university teaching staff, including that one that's currently happening with Capilano University, one that happened, a real big one that happened in McGill University a couple of years ago. SFU itself had a TSSC strike back in, it was 2014, I think. I just like feel like these people just don't understand that you should not be pushing your workers, your backbone, so hard that we have to take a step like this. So, yeah, interesting. Now I'm just going to play a song from 1978. And it's about the blue-collar workers. And it is in the working class, quote-unquote. And it's called Factory. And I'm just going to play that. And through this song, I actually want to bridge the connection between what's happening with the teaching staff here, but also to the other groups of workers who are very easily manipulated, marginalized, and suppressed by any of the employees. Like, it is a common trend. As I have talked about in my previous episodes as well, it's that these institutions, these admin people, executives, CEOs just want profit, and they prioritize profit over anything. And if there is one thing that I really want you guys to take away from this 1 hour rant of mine, it would be that we need to place our people over the profit. So we really need to hit home this idea that people should be placed over profit. They are the ones running the show, and not just the CEOs who decide whatever and whenever. So I really hope you guys show solidarity to what's happening, inform yourself more about why it's happening, and just not follow the misinformation attempt that is being undertaken by the communications team at SFU and the admin, and try to understand why do we go on a strike. Because I know strikes are fun. Like, it's fun because we see the people's power there. we see the unity, the solidarity that's happening. It's so good to see that. But it's not a fun thing to have your health insurance is being cut. Yeah. On that kind of like a sad note, I'm going to let you guys listen to Factory by Bruce Springsteen. That was a sorry about this, guys. I am trying my best to talk. The song that you were listening to is called Factory, and it is from the 1978 album called Darkness on the Edge of the Town by the singer Bruce Springsteen. And through the song, the musicians try to explain and try to picturize the day-to-day happenings of an average worker. And I really liked it because, yeah, we just think that factory workers are essentially, all of the workers are being treated in the way that maximizes the profits and maximizes the margin for these elites, which may come in different forms. And one of the forms that I talked about today was literally the teaching staff. So, I mean, workers are like inevitably suppressed from and by so many economic elites. So if you're a worker of any kind, there is an omnipresent and all encompassing pressure that's happening on you, acting on you to extract the surplus and then maximize the profit out of that. That is the attempt, that is the very basis of how these elites function. And in the episode where I talk about warehouse workers and I talk about contract workers somewhere, I try to bridge those two ideas together. And the linkage directly there is that there is an elite which is trying to extract something out of the workers who are here just to do their job, get their wage, get the fair wage, and go home, feed their family, and live a livable life. That's simple as it is. But the elites don't understand. They want to get as much as they want. They are run by greed and money. And that is their power. I should write a poem. So yeah, when I talk about the warehouse workers and the factory workers and the process called Taylorism in one of my earlier episodes, I just see that there is a sort of assembly line that's also happening with how research and teaching happens at this university. So the Taylorist process of having to work on an assembly line where you are bound to number of tasks you do. So if you get done with a task, you move on to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. So it's broken down into so many steps and it is fragmented. It is de-skilled enough that they get that margin, the profit margin. And it's so interesting to see that the university fails to understand that the things they are teaching in this university, they're just not understanding that themselves. So I think the admin staff at SFU's end should attend one of our classes. Because the workers, maybe they are in the precarious sector, as I was talking about in last week. Precarious work is increasing at an exponential rate here, especially in Vancouver area, because you have to do multiple jobs to be able to afford a roof above your head. And now see the teaching staff even. It's so hilarious because it's so annoying. That is just too irritating for me. I just don't know what to say. Because they are acting, I just got like an email like 5 minutes ago, which said, you can fill out a form if you see people are on the picket line and trying to deter you from crossing the picket line. So there's like a literal form that SFU has sent through its way to the people. It's so interesting. So, picketers and picket captains have no right to capture the image or the ID of the violators of the picket lines. Well, that is the foundation of really the strike bylaws that we have here. So, we are allowed by union to take down the names of those people who violate our picket lines. And SFU is like, no, that isn't possible. And if you see happening, report them to us, because SFU has all the time and money in the world to deter a union, but they don't have the time and money to give us a livable wage. So, great. Thank you. And it is so hilarious in the sense that I talk a lot about technology and labor and how the introduction of artificial intelligence would be detrimental into the way that work operates. But even where there's no AI, workers are not being treated well, and they have not been treated well in the past. It's just so interesting for me as a person who studies all of this and just finds herself in the midst of this. So, that's so interesting to me. Because it has happened in the 1800s and the 1900s, and it is still happening in the 2000s. The writers in Hollywood had to protest. So, any kind of worker you are, these institutions and these elites working on a corporate and capitalist structure would do anything to extract. So, what can we do? Well, that's a very good question, and I think it always ends this way, and the minimum or the most, I should say, the most you can do is support. Support the picketing and just stand in solidarity with those at the picket lines. Come chant with us, have food, make friends, and understand how the workers that make this very university have to go through things every single day. Because it looks like every institution just works seamlessly. One thing happens after the other. You go for a request, it gets approved, and it's done. Well, there are people involved in between. There are literal humans that just go unseen, and it is so annoying to see. I will just play one more song, and then I will leave on a Taylor Swift note. I thought about this when I was coming up to campus today, and I thought, you know what? Because there has to be a Taylor Swift song in every of my open mics, because I love her music. I was trying to search something that relates to things that are happening on campus. I could not. So Taylor Swift, I don't like you for this part, but I really hope that you will create a song one day. One day there shall be a song by Taylor Swift on workers' conditions. And that's when she will become an idol. But for today, we'll just go with her sort of like a forgotten song. It was like very famous when it came out, but now it's like a more of like a forgotten thing because of her album, which is really good, Midnights. So I'm just gonna like shift away from Midnights and play a song called August. And before I do that, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in, listening to me rant and try to contextualize what's happening here at SFU. And I really hope we can count upon your support and your positive words of mouth, because if people come together, they can achieve anything that they want. So hashtag solidarity is the most important thing. And yeah, I have a song called Solidarity Fever by Pete Seeger. I will just let you guys listen to that song, and I'll directly play the song August by Taylor Swift. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Through the workers' blood shall run. There can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving, mid the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
Taken untold millions that they never toil to earn, but without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of atoms magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong.
You guys, you have been such a lovely audience. I will see you next week, and I hope there are some good progresses in terms of how the TSSU strike is happening. And stay tuned at CGSF 90.1 FM for exciting things coming up right after this show. And hashtag solidarity is the keyword.